Well, podcast number three. So, throwing down the knowledge. What do people want to talk about? I got one guy said, not all people on Instagram are business owners. Okay, fair enough. If you are a business owner, you probably know the pitfalls and the wins and the losses and all that stuff for a business. And I'm like, it's always interesting. The staff always thinks it's the owner is like, so rolling in money. My God, we make so much money off your back. And don't get us wrong. We do make money off of our employees. It's called commerce and business. But we also shoulder the phenomenal responsibility of when the staff dings a car or when you put a smudge on a carpet or you break a tool or you insult somebody. You know, one of our guys was taking a pee in a parking lot. Visible to everybody, and this lady comes up and just starts yelling at him, and I'm like, oh my God. So there's some challenges as a business owner that you don't really see as curveballs. You're like, oh my God. So it can be certainly interesting. Things that people don't understand is valuing your work, valuing your craft, charging an appropriate amount of money. Oh, you're ripping people off. I'm like, well, my truck doesn't run on air. It runs on fuel. It's consumable. I don't pay for my vehicles, my clients do. So that's a little bit interesting for people to bend their head around. My clothes, everything that I own and operate is paid for my clients. I trade my knowledge and my services for money. And if you don't charge a certain amount, you're not going to be in business to satisfy your customer base. If you charge $700 an hour, you're like, oh, I'm worth a fortune. Well, you never get any work. You've got to be within your realm of who in your area charges a certain amount of money. If the going rate's $300 an hour, you can charge $300. If you want to compete with somebody, charge a little bit less. You undercut too much, you lose too much money, you will not be in business to serve your clients. And that has, understand this, you can be the busiest person in town and be broke. Because if you're not charging enough to cover your consumable cost, you will go bankrupt. And it's proven through the years. I see guys all the time, we lose a quote. And I'm like, how did I lose a quote? I quoted that fairly tight. And by tight, I mean a low profit margin. So some other guy's coming in and he's charging less than what I was. And I'm like, okay, well, there was almost no profit in what I was doing. And some guys go in and they charge X amount of dollars because they'll pick it up on the backside with the extras. You know, they move a toilet to the other side of the room. You haven't even roughed it in yet. You charge more money. And customers get pissed off when they get nickel and dime. I come in, I quote $50,000. Another guy comes in, quotes 32, and they're like, we'll go up to 32. And then they end up paying 65. With me, I was happy at 50. They pay the 65 because the extras come in, extra, 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 nickel and dime, nickel and dime, nickel and dime. And does that nickel and dime bullshit work? I'm like, maybe it does for some. I've never been a fan. I like the real price up front, and that's what you're getting. Here's how much it costs, here's what it is, and away we go. So it's an interesting thing to bend your head around. Business is challenging. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. That's just life. You need to win more than you lose. Otherwise you will not be around. Your business is unsustainable. And people that don't charge enough, if you charge too much, you're not going to work. If you charge too little, you're going to work so fucking much, you can't pay attention. You won't be able to afford to pay attention and you'll be broke. And also balance your work and family life out. A lot of people, for me at the start, I unbalanced it so much that I took away from my family life. I took away from my wife, my kids. And I should have spent a little bit more time at home. And I don't mean a tremendous amount more time because I did do quite a bit. But I could have done more. And I wish I didn't work as much. In building your business, building your brand, you have to be cautious that you don't fuck it up and just sink yourself where you're like, work, work, work. And if you're a single guy and you want to stay single, work your ass off. Do 110-hour work weeks. And give her. God bless you. Keeping up on your invoicing is absolutely massive. If you do not bill people, I used to at the start, I worked so much. I was like, I did pretty good, I thought, but I gave away free work because I didn't keep up on my invoicing. And the paperwork was always, I viewed it always as like, not a waste of time because I knew paperwork was important. But I viewed paperwork as a lesser evil. Now, after 2 decades, I can honestly tell you that paperwork is more important than the work, because if you don't bill for it, you don't get the money. You don't get the money, you can't, like, you get it. And also carefully investing in tools. we got this hype going on where the tool companies want you to go, 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 and God bless them. But, you know, buying the latest, greatest, generation 2, generation 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 18, more, faster, further. I'm like, I get all that, but you do have to have balance in what you're doing with your tool purchases. You know, go and buy all of the rigid drain cleaning equipment, rigid cameras. All, it's the best gear out there. Don't get me wrong. But at $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 for your gear, right? You start going nuts like that, brand new equipment. You know, if you can buy your equipment and pay for it on a job, your first few jobs, do that. Long-term investments, you know, video cameras. If you use a camera twice a year, I'm not a fan of rental, but if you don't use it enough to pay for it in a year, rent it. Guys get sunk with equipment. You know, you buy a $15,000 piece of equipment, video cameras, that kind of thing. They're pricey. You need to be able to bill for it and charge your clients for your services and an adequate amount. Again, we go back to the whole, if you don't charge enough, you're going to be out of business. And if you buy too much equipment and not use it, you'll be out of business. And don't be scared to shake on a shake hands and knock on doors. You know, hi, how you doing? Introduce yourself to property managers. And when you're selling yourself, don't knock other people. I used to talk shit talk the other contractors in town because I was better than them. I did better work, blah, blah, blah. Let your work shine for itself. No one wants to hear anybody shit talk anybody. Certainly another trades guy. You know, hire me because I'm better than him. Hire me because he does shitty work. Hire me because his, you know, he's divorced six people and la, 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 la. So let your work be the example. You let other people fight over the scraps like that. What distinguishes you from somebody else? What separates you from another contractor? Are you smarter? Are you younger? Are you less expensive? I hate saying the word cheap. I've never wanted to be known as the cheap guy, right? Cheap. Cheap implies shoddy. Don't say the word cheap. I'm cheaper. When you say cheaper, it makes me think that you're a shitty contractor. I'm less expensive. I'm a less expensive alternative. You know, careful your words that you use because people will remember what you say long after you've forgotten. What else we got throwing down some knowledge in business? Careful your insurance on your vehicles. How many times have I paid the ticket where I'm like, you know, busy, 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 and don't put the insurance sticker on your car? Because clearly I'm broke and I can't afford the insurance. I'm like, it's just an oversight. So that's the challenging part. Tool maintenance. Don't ever put a tool away broken. Because when you need that tool, you go to grab it. Guess what? It doesn't work. That's no fun. It doesn't work. And then nobody's happy with that. So the things you got to focus on, things you got to do. And that's a big one. What else we got thrown down? The knowledge. The business course. Take a business course. If you're already in business and you're struggling, take a night business course. Go online. With the internet, you got to remember, I started my business before cell phones. Yeah, that's true. Not true. We had cell phones. We never had the internet. We had the immersion of knowledge has come out with the internet. It's been absolutely phenomenal. So we had minimal access, emails, that kind of stuff. And as the internet picked up steam, it's funny, the kids today have no clue what the internet isn't. And in the transition of business, internet is a wealth of knowledge. It can steer you in the wrong direction. But there's videos on how to take stuff apart. There's boiler work you can do. You know, you don't know how a controller comes off. You can simply get it with a YouTube video. So it's integral. Yeah, what else? Your clean appearance. You know, you're a tradesman. Let's not get carried away. You're not wearing a three-piece business suit to work. But don't show up to your client's house covered in shit. I have my work clothes on. We use Carhartts. We use a variety of different clothing ensembles depending on the job that we're doing. Obviously, if we're digging under a pool, we dress appropriately. You know, we get covered in all sorts of things, and you certainly don't want to present to a new client like that. So it's a little bit of a mission. Anyway, that's Spouting Reality with Turbo, another 10-minute segment. I don't know how long podcasts go on for, but 10 minutes seems to be about a shtick with the individuals.